my friends. I think I just made one of the hardest decisions of my life. Welcome to the show. We're going to talk about a couple things today. Number one, we're going to talk about the death of Charlie Kirk. One of my best friend reached out to me, and he mentioned to me, hey, you haven't talked about this yet. Is there a reason why you haven't talked about this yet? Because everybody's talking about it. And trust me, I have my own thoughts about it, and we'll get into that in a second. But this is going to be a show that you don't normally hear from me. I'm not usually very emotional, because I believe emotions tend to breed weakness, especially in men. We tend to make choices that are short-sighted in the hopes of your feelings or other people's feelings. And in doing so, you tend to rob yourself of what you actually want in your life. But let's talk about Charlie Kirk. Let's not talk about me. First, has anybody seen the actual footage of Charlie Kirk? It's very graphic. If you're someone who's squeamish or someone who's not used to seeing horrific things, I'm not talking about Hollywood horrific where it just blood bags and corn syrup. I'm talking about actual horrific things, then I wouldn't recommend you see it. But it's on X if you haven't seen the actual shot that was heard around the nation, if not the world. For anybody who knows anything about guns, the shot was not a school shooter. It wasn't just somebody going bang, 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 shooting from the hip, hoping to hit the broadside of a barn. The gentleman, Tyler Robinson, who allegedly killed Charlie Kirk, assassinated, I think is a better term, because assassinations are political in nature. You're aiming to take out the opposition to maneuver around complex political waters. And when I look, I'll get into the politics of it in a minute, but I don't want to devolve into what everybody else is talking about. Oh, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that yet. I want to talk to you as someone who had a top secret clearance. And I'll be honest, I was not a sniper. I was not special forces. However, I've seen some things in footage as part of my job that is horrific. And it revealed to me just how evil and diabolical a government can be. Not just Americans, not just our government. Any government. And when I see the alleged shooter, Tyler Robinson, is supposed to be the shooter, I look at him and I think to myself, a shot like that is something that would be coordinated highly. That's not just something you're like, huh, I don't like right-wingers, so I'm going to go up on the roof and take some pop shots. No. This was a bolt-action sniper rifle. A Panzer, if I remember correctly. This is not a small or a light gun. That's number one. Number two, that shot. The reason I'm focusing on the shot is because as someone who's seen amateurs shoot, as I'm not an expert myself by any stretch, when I was in basic training, we shot guns as part of our training. Big shock, I know. We didn't shoot bolt actions. Number one, very high caliber bullet, usually. Number two, anybody who doesn't know how to shoot a gun is not going to hit a target like that. What I mean by target like that, if you look at where the bullet hit Charlie in the neck, it didn't just hit him in the neck. It hit between two major arteries. His trachea and, oh God, I'm blanking on the other one. But it hit both arteries inside of his neck so that he'd bleed out and almost die on the spot. And then there's no way that he could have survived it. So for all of you who are like, oh, he faked his own death, you're stupid. If you fake, you want to fake your death, you take a shot to the chest with a Kevlar vest and a blood bag and an acting class. You don't take a shot to the neck between two of your major arteries in your body to fake your death. You don't get your head basically blown off in front of your wife and your kids if you're trying to fake your death. You don't do that. I refuse to believe that that's possible. Because even if he did somehow fake his death, he'd be a low-life piece of garbage for doing that in front of his wife and his little kids. So I don't believe that. Instead, I'd rather focus on the piece of human trash who shot him, number one. And to the morons who think, oh, it's just one guy on the roof. My friends, if you believe it was one person on a roof, you must be really brain dead. Brain dead! Brain dead. You want to know why? Let me explain something to you. Any military operation, and yes, I will refer to it as a military operation because that's exactly what it was. Antifa, in my opinion, is a domestic militia group. If you haven't seen their posts online, you know nothing. They put nails in dog treats and put them in parks. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, and by the way, they do all kinds of things like that. Oh, and in case you didn't know, there were bullet engravings that linked him to Antifa, and he was on their subreddit groups and whatnot. Oh, yes. My friends, for somebody to take a shot like that, first of all, as someone who's been to college, let me tell you something. Not that anybody can get on the roof of a building at college. You know why? If you know why, raise your hand in the audience. Let me look. Does anybody know why you might not just allow college kids to go onto a roof at college? It's the same way that when I was in college, if you were on top of the parking garage, there were signs everywhere saying, if you need mental help, please call this number. If you're not alone, please don't do it. Because they want to prevent the kids from committing suicide, in plain English. I'll repeat it in case you missed it. You can't just go onto the roof of a college campus building because they don't want you to jump off the roof and kill yourself. Forget homicide. They want to prevent suicide on college campuses. And so in the one place they can't lock down, they put signs up everywhere telling you that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Don't do it. You have so much to live for. All this stuff. So if you think that this guy just somehow stumbled onto the roof with a sniper rifle in his backpack and he unclipped it and he took the shot and he jumped off the roof and he put it in the woods, you must be really stupid. Oh, by himself, by the way. Nobody was running logistics for him. Nobody was shot calling for him. Nobody was like, oh, this is where the event's being held. Let's scope it. Let's find the best escape routes. Let's find the best place to ditch the gun. Let's find all this stuff. You're kidding me, right? The very fact that he engraved things on his bullet casings tells you it was premeditated. This was not an act of passion. This guy didn't just in the middle of listening think, oh, I hate this guy so much. I'm going to go on the roof and take a shot. No. This was premeditated. This was organized. This was set up. And you might ask, well, Austin, set up by whom? Well, that's a good question. And I think the answer is we will never find out. And you might ask me why. Do we know who tried to take out Trump? Oh, yeah, it was just that one guy, you know, that one guy who looked kind of goofy and whatnot, who lived at his mama's house. You're telling me that one guy could get that close to the former president of the United States and take a shot like that? You're stupid. You know how I know? Because the next guy who tried it, who was a little less planned, the Secret Service took him down, like, immediately. oh, I'm not insinuating it was an inside job. What I'm telling you is there are people who plan these things. You think the Navy SEALs and Delta and the Raiders and all these people just like show up at the terrorist house in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq and Afghanistan? No, they don't just show up. They're not a Mormon knocking on your door talking about Jesus. They plan everything. So when it comes to the assassination of Charlie, first, my sympathies go out to his family. One of the most disgusting, horrific things I've seen in a long time, if not ever. And you have these low-life, degenerate bums who are celebrating this, by the way. I can guarantee you right now that if God forbid, a left-wing commentator was taken out in broad daylight at an event at a college, most Republicans, conservatives, libertarians, they would not sit up there and say, celebrate good times, come on, yeah, man. No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, oh my gosh. Oh, we gotta do something about this. Oh, hell no, this is bad. Even if they don't think that in their heart of hearts, they would never go out in public and be like, yeah, no, yeah, he's gone. Go on TikTok. Yeah. In fact, so many people are doing that. There is a website that is set up for the people who have been fired from their jobs, voluntarily fired by the company. It's not mandatory, like, you know, COVID vaccine mandatory from the government. Contrary to what talking heads will tell you. Jimmy Kimmel is a good example. That schmuck who got canceled. First of all, Jimmy, I gotta tell you, even if it was a joke, not in good faith, bad timing, the facts are there. This Tyler Robinson, he is not a MAGA guy. For God's sakes, the guy's dating a trans man and a furry on top of it all. How many Republicans and MAGA people do you know who are furries and date trans men? Trans women, I'm sorry. I'll wait. How many of them date trans women? Not a lot. I can tell you that right now. My friends, this is not laughable. I'm not here to disrespect the guy's sexual preferences. I don't care what he does. Not my business. I don't care. What I care about is fake news. What I care about is people lying to their audiences and to the public. That's what I care about. I care about people who are just actively deceiving the American people all in the guise of, well, I was just joking. No, you're not. You're only trying to backpedal because you got caught in 4K lying. Trying to monopolize a tragedy. It's disgusting. And it needs to stop. It needs to stop. Political violence. The political temperatures are out of control in this country. You might have heard that from multiple different people. But I think we need to talk about, how do the fires get stoked so hot? Why is there so much political turmoil in this country right now? Why? Well, I'll ask your question with a question. If, what would you do if you were an impressionable person who wants to do the right thing, maybe wants to be, you know, a decent enough person, and day and night, you watch people on television, people on TikTok, people all over your podcasting feed and everywhere else, newspapers, podcasts, news, you know, media, influencers, all, everybody saying Trump's a Nazi. The people who support him are fascists, Nazis, racists, and they must be stopped. They must be dealt with, and we must defend democracy. What do you think people would do hearing that day after day, month after month, year after year? What do you think people are going to do? You think they're going to sit there and think, yeah, somebody should do something about that. No! There are people who are going to be like, I'm going to be a hero and I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to put down this new Hitler and I'm going to do something good for my country, all the while being lied exaggerated and deceived by people with political agendas and bad intentions. For all the things about Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, and all the occasional Cortex, AOC, all the things I despise about a lot of their policies, I would never call them a Nazi. I would never call them Pol Pot. I would never call them Stalin. I would never call them something that is untrue. Now, some of them might be more communistic, you know, like Bernie, because he's literally said he's a commie. He said he is, so I will call him what he thinks he is. I will call someone a fascist if they act with fascistic intent. And you might ask me, Austin, what's the term fascism? It's thrown around all the time. What does it actually mean? Well, fascism comes from the Italian word fascisti, which means stick. And it was used by the Romans to keep people in check. In check! Keep them in order, using force, intimidation, extortion. Sound familiar? Sound familiar to anybody? It should. You mean to tell me these Antifa, they're so clever. They've learned so well from Herbert Marcuse, Bill Ayers, and all these people who are well-versed in subversion from within as opposed to outright revolution. They're very smart. I gotta give them, they're very smart. They're very intelligent people. They're so smart that in order to get away with their fascism, they say, oh, we're against fascism. We were fighting it. After all, one of the rules of war is our cause is righteous and the other one is not. All part of the PR game, trying to get the masses on your team. Get the masses to mobilize to defend your goals. Oh, yes. And my friends, it's heart-wrenching, truly. But unfortunately, we don't live in a world that's simple anymore. We live in a world full of liars, Decepticons, and people who will extort and manipulate everything. And so if it comes to Charlie's death, it was very avoidable. He's very moderate, by the way, if you look at the right, the spectrum of right-wingers. He's actually quite moderate. But it's sad how many people are celebrating his death. How do you sit there and say you're defending democracy by killing the opposition? I'm sorry, has no one read Plato, Aristotle, Socrates? Nobody, Archimedes, nobody's read anything? Of course not. All they read is Trump's a Nazi and defending democracy means being a fascist. To defend democracy, we must destroy it. The medication, the marijuana, it's not helping either, by the way. When people are numb, they do things they regret. If it's not hard to do, if you're doing something on emotion, you're doing it wrong. If you haven't thought about it in detail, you're doing it wrong. My friends, I want to know what you think about this tragedy, because this is something that's going to not just go away. It might disappear from the headlines, but it won't disappear from the heads of the American people. It won't disappear from the temperature of the political culture. It will not go away. And it shouldn't, by the way. I hope that the left-wingers know that this is their fault. And I hope to God that that doesn't happen to them. Because cancel culture is coming back around to hit them in the face like it hit us in the face 5 years ago. I can only hope to God that it doesn't, what goes up doesn't come down. Because we don't need that in this country. We need civil dialogue and open discussion. Not open barrels and bleeding wounds. We don't need that in this country. My friends, please stay safe in these tumultuous times, and I want you to make sure that you're all safe. And let me know what you think about this unbelievable tragedy. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.